And you mentioned the word bara. Bara.
Mm-hmm.
Would
bara or bara.
Would you call them? It's the same thing if you operated on the pig when he was young, or if you waited till he was old.
That'd be the same thing after it was done.
Uh-huh. And what do you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Just a wild hog, I reckon, honey.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you used to get hogs like that.
Yeah. Used to get them out of the woods.
Uh-huh.
Raised out on the forest, but now you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
They won't let you do it.
Do you ever hear those called piney woods rooters?
Yes, I have. That's the kind we have had a lot of them. But you don't get much money for them.
What are they like?
They're just like any other hog, except they don't grow as big as the other hogs.
Uh-huh.
Generally, the others are great big things, you know.
Uh-huh.
With long hogs. These are some of them are little chunky ones.
And you call those?
Piney wood rooters.
Uh-huh.
And they have the long nose.
Mm-hmm. Would, say, just any hog that's running around wild now, any hog like that, would you call a piney wood rooter?
Yeah. Sure would.
Mm-hmm. And,
and they get so much fatter than the great big hogs.
Mm-hmm. Is the meat better?
To me, I think it is. It just gets fatter, but you don't have to use all that fat. We use a good bit of it.
Uh-huh.
I've always thought the shots that you give hogs, you know, they give them to them now for cholera and such as that. I don't think it's good for them.
How do you mean?
Well, they used to, every time you give them a shot, when you kill one of those hogs, you lost that meat because it wouldn't take salt like it should.
Hmm.
It would kill the cholera, all right, which was a disease.
Mm-hmm.
But the meat wouldn't cure like the piney wood rooter.
Just where the shot had been put in?
No, the whole thing.
The whole thing? Yeah. You mean
it was hard to cure. You put a ham in cold storage, and when it came out, it wasn't near as good as the other one.
Mm-hmm.
It hadn't had the shot. But the cholera got so bad here, we had to do all of them for several years. Now they don't do it at all.
Mm-hmm. The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.
That's blading, I guess.
Okay, so you say the calf began to...
blade?
And what about the noise that a cow makes?
Well, she lows.
Mm-hmm. Is that a gentle noise or the loud noise that she makes? Maybe
well,
when
that's
a calf...
the loud noise.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what... The gentle noise would be just humming.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean?
Humming to her calf.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you would hum a song.
Mm-hmm.
Only you didn't speak the words.
Mm-hmm. And, but if she's hungry, she'd low.
Yeah. Or sometimes they just moo, you know, they moo it with the calf.
Uh-huh.
To the calf.
Is that gentler than...
Yeah, that's gentle.
What about the gentle noise that a horse makes?
Well, I think that would be... because he's hungry.
Mm-hmm. Or say when he recognizes you, then what does he do?